where a patient gets started in your office, what that exam process is like.
Absolutely, and thank you for having me here. What we do, Dr. Booth, when somebody signs up, I send my phlebotomist out. She comes to their house or their work, whatever they prefer. They need to fast for 12 hours, and we do complete blood work. We check everything. We check all the routine blood work, you know, blood count, sugar control, cholesterol numbers, PSA, so forth, all the major organ system, all the risk markers for disease. And additionally, what we do is different. We do a complete hormone panel, and the tests we do are not different, but the way we evaluate and treat those tests are different. Whereas most people would simply look and see if you're in the normal range or not. There are lots of medical studies to show superior health outcomes and quality of life with hormone values that are in the upper one-third of the normal range. So that's what we shoot for our patients, is not just normal or acceptable, but the optimal or ideal values. So we check over 90 different things in that blood work. It takes about a week to get that back. And when we do, then the patient comes to my office at 92nd and Yale, and we do the, it's called the EHE or Executive Health Evaluation that you referred to. That process takes 4 to 5 hours, and they're the only patient there when we do that. When they come in, I bring in my exercise and nutrition counselor. We do an exercise and nutrition consultation with them, teach them how to make healthy choices. If they understand how to eat correctly, it's so much easier to follow than if they're just motivated and inspired because of something we said. If they actually understand it, they're going to be more successful in the long run. We do strength testing on some weight machines I have there in the office. We ride people. We do a test called a VO2 max, where we ride you on our exercise bike. You wear a mask. It measures your oxygen, your carbon dioxide while you exercise, and we calculate your fitness level. We also do a memory test called the CSI, or Cognitive Stability Index. It's a bunch of memory tests that assess your processing speed, your response time, your attention, your revised memory, learning factor, four specific parameters of brain function that, if they're declining significantly from year to year, indicate you could be at risk for developing dementia. So most people are functioning pretty well presently. We're not so interested in the baseline as we are what they make on that test a year later, 2 years later, 5 years later, compared to the baseline. So we get that baseline, and every year we recheck that. And in fact, 90% of our patients do better the second year when they retake that test than they did the first year.
Hey, you know, I want to stop for a second, because there's several things you said that I wanted to kind of comment. One is when he says a 4 to 5 hour experience, I don't think it's uncommon for somebody to go to a doctor's office and spend 4 to 5 hours, but about 4.5 hours is usually sitting there in the reception area waiting for somebody. And you've all done that. You've looked at your watch and thought, when is this guy going to show up? They knew what time I was supposed to be here. Well, when you're there, the second you walk in the door at your facility, I like that. Somebody's right there taking care of you. Jennifer, sweet, very, very service-oriented.
We don't have a waiting room.
You don't. It was just right away. And so when you're with... When you mean a 4 to 5 hour exam, there's no waiting involved in that. I really felt like I had been examined to the tilt.
Well, that's right, because we don't bring in more than one patient at a time to do an evaluation. So as soon as the patient completes one component of the exam, we're moving right on to the next component. So, yeah, when we say 4 to 5 hours, that's continuous motion.
Hey, one thing I want to ask you about, too, because a lot of folks out there have listened. They say, well, you know, I've got my blood test done, and I'm normal. And I, a lot of folks don't realize what you just mentioned, that upper third of the normal zone is sometimes where you want to reach for it, and that things that are, let's say you're in the normal zone, like I was, unfortunately, in a couple of my areas, but I was the low normal, which is kind of indicative that maybe something's coming down the pike. Is that right?
Yes, that's part and parcel of aging. It's a significant aspect of it. And the easiest example of that to see in men is their testosterone levels. A testosterone range on the lab reference sheet, if you look at it, will tell you a normal range is 200 to 1,000. Well, if you're 900 when you're 18 and you're 300 when you're 50, that's not the same. They're both in the normal range, but the 300 is certainly suboptimal or less than ideal.
And also with characteristics like we were talking about, I mentioned to it earlier, sometimes you go and you get a blood test, and it's not so much like you say that it is a different type of blood test as it is the interpretation. And I think sometimes that, unfortunately, rather than really going deeper and looking at the cause of why that blood test is the way it is, many times, like, say, for instance, cholesterol, rather than doing anything to change it, just giving somebody a medication, maybe it's not always the best answer. Do you find that's true?
Oh, absolutely. So, unfortunately, our insurance-based medicine will only support a level of health care which amounts to waiting for problems to arise and putting out the fires as they pop up. To make a significant impact on someone in a preventative sense, you have to spend a lot of time with them, hence our 4 to 5 hour evaluation. And unfortunately, the system just will not compensate a person to do that.
So the first thing I want to ask you is then, it's an obvious answer, but is your care covered by insurance?
We do not take any insurance or Medicare or anything. And that's actually a good thing, because then that puts the relationship back between the physician and the patient.
Where it needs to be.
Where we're making the decisions, not someone with a checklist and no medical training sitting up in Minnesota telling me what I can and can't do.
You know, I like that. And before we got on the program, Dr. Sharp mentioned to me that there are studies that show that, and it's true, most folks change their insurance every 3 to 4 years. And so an insurance company doesn't have a lot of interest in investing in things like this to see you get healthier, because maybe you're not going to be around in 3 or 4 years. You would think it would seem the smart thing to do, but it's not always the smart thing to do that seems to be covered, it seems like. I've got many things I want to ask you about, especially over what we talked about after my experience at your office. Another example is, how many people can you see in a day at your office? You can't see too many then, can you, because of the custom care?
That's exactly right. In family practice, which I did for 15 years, I had about 3,000 patients. Mm-hmm. I could have spent all day sitting at my desk responding to phone messages without seeing a single patient. Mm-hmm. So in order to give the type of service that we're talking about, you can't have 3,000 patients. I presently have 120-some patients, and I'll probably have to cap the practice at about 200 because when someone comes in to see me to get their blood results, I block out an hour. We go through that, and we talk about everything, not just their blood results, but how they're doing, their nutrition, their exercise, any problems they're having, any other medical issues they've got that's going on. So, yes, I have a smaller number of patients to allow for that level of service.
You know, I think what's something impressive, too, is I've never met a doctor who, that at the end of the first visit, you actually have the doctor's cell phone number, and so you're able to get almost 24 hours access to you, is that correct?
I wouldn't say almost. I would say 24/7. Yeah.
Okay,
all
good.
My patients have my cell phone, my email. I encourage them to use those. And if I don't answer or don't respond immediately to the email, they will get an answer the same day.
That's incredible. Hey, well, listen, we're talking to Dr. Patrick Sharp of Synergenics of Tulsa. And we're going to take a quick break. And when you tune back in, if you know somebody who
a good thing, because then that puts the relationship back between the physician and the patient,
where it needs to be,
where we're making the decisions, not someone with a checklist and no medical training sitting up in Minnesota telling me what I can and can't do.
You know, I like that. And before we got on the program, Dr. Sharp mentioned to me that there are studies that show that, and it's true, most folks change their insurance every 3 to 4 years. And so an insurance company doesn't have a lot of interest in investing in things like this to see you get healthier, because maybe you're not going to be around in 3 or 4 years. You would think it would seem the smart thing to do, but it's not always the smart thing to do that seems to be covered, it seems like. I've got many things I want to ask you about, especially over what we talked about after my experience at your office. Another example is, how many people can you see in a day at your office? You can't see too many then, can you, because of the custom care?
That's exactly right. In family practice, which I did for 15 years, I had about 3,000 patients. Mm-hmm. I could have spent all day sitting at my desk responding to phone messages without seeing a single patient. So in order to give the type of service that we're talking about, you can't have 3,000 patients. I presently have 120-some patients, and I'll probably have to cap the practice at about 200 because when someone comes in to see me to get their blood results, I block out an hour. We go through that, and we talk about everything, not just their blood results, but how they're doing, their nutrition, their exercise, any problems they're having, any other medical issues they've got that's going on. So, yes, I have a smaller number of patients to allow for that level of service.
You know, I think what's something impressive, too, is I've never met a doctor who, that at the end of the first visit, you actually have the doctor's cell phone number, and so you're able to get almost 24 hours access to you. Is that correct?
I wouldn't say almost. I would say 24/7. Yeah. Okay, all my patients have my cell phone, my email. I encourage them to use those. And if I don't answer or don't respond immediately to the email, they will get an answer the same day.
That's incredible. Hey, well, listen, we're talking Dr. Patrick Sharp of Synergenics of Tulsa. And we're going to take a quick break. And when you tune back in, if you know somebody you know, they just don't feel good. As a matter of fact, I have a lot of patients who will come to me, see me in the office, and they may not have an ache or a pain. Most of them generally do. Most all of us do. But it's not, you'd think it's not significant enough to warrant maybe any kind of care, health care. Don't wait. Don't wait until your body breaks down. You know, I want to encourage you, you're here on this planet for a purpose. And it's not just to sit around and talk about your aches and pains and wait till it gets to that point. Recently, we had a family reunion, which I was unable to attend, and on the invitation, it said, come and talk about your aches and pains. I tell you the truth, that doesn't excite me to just sit around and talk about aches and pains. But so your life should be more than that. That's what Synergenics and things like chiropractic care offer, is they're proactive, and they are, by the way, chiropractic and Synergenics are not the same thing at all. There's a different type of field of medicine, but they resonate with that same goal, and that's to see that we restore normalcy back to the body, the way it was designed, and then to enjoy the benefits of a well-functioning, well-designed body. Hey, it's 10:30 on the dot. Let's take a quick break. You're listening. I'm Dr. Howard Boos from Boos Chiropractic. You're listening to Tulsa's home for Fox News, AM 740, FM 102.3, News Talk KRMG.
Listen live to Tulsa's breaking news, severe weather, and traffic online, anywhere, anytime, at KRMG.com.
Today's Inside the Hive deal at DealSwarm.com. Half off windshield repair or replacement from Chapman Auto Glass. If you have a minor chipped windshield, get it fixed before it becomes a major problem. Or if your windshield needs replaced, get $60 towards a new one from Chapman Auto Glass. For Inside the Hive access to discounts you can't get anywhere else in Tulsa, join the swarm at DealSwarm.com. Get there first.
It's 110 sitting in the shade. My old AC's seen better days.
Is your AC not what it used to be? Call Air Solutions at 918-376-7847 for their $85 summer tune-up special. Or look them up on the web at callairsolutions.com.
Callairsolutions.com. Callairsolutions.com. Callairsolutions.com.
If you're a serious and qualified home buyer, you have the opportunity to purchase a builder's model home at a discounted price. Tom Hardgrave for Hardgrave Realtors and Builders. We have one model left, 56 Eagle Drive in Page Manor, west of Sand Springs, off the 177 exit and a mile and a quarter north of Sand Springs Expressway. This full brick home is a four-bedroom split plan. All have large walk-in closets and vaulted ceilings. There's a three-car garage with access to a walk-up attic. The great room has 12-foot vaulted ceilings and is open to the dining room and the kitchen. The cabinets are oak and the floor is tile. This home is located on a one-half-acre lot and has those low Osage County taxes. This home has been reduced $30,000 from the original price and is priced to sell at $204,900. At this price, this house won't last long. Come see us today. We are open. And call me, Tom Hardgrave, at 798-2200 or look us up on the web at tomhardgrave.com. Don't forget that number. That's Tom Hardgrave at 798-2200.
When it comes to taking care of the things that matter most to you, find the answers here all weekend long. It's another Ask the Experts weekend on AM 740 and FM 102.3. News Talk KRMG. It's an Ask the Experts weekend on AM 740 and FM 102.3. News Talk KRMG. Have a question about alternative healthcare choices? Call 460-KRMG and join Living Well with Dr. Howard Boos and Dr. Shannon.
Hey, good sunny morning. Welcome back. I'm Dr. Howard Boos from Boos Chiropractic. I want to say a couple of shout-outs. I promised the guys down at the Fogan Bates Health Club, which I count myself as a proud member, that I was going to say hello to them. Also, too, Priscilla LaRoe, if you're listening out there in Shreveport, Louisiana, good morning, Priscilla. I'm glad you can tune in. And by the way, everybody can listen all across the United States. I've got people who listen in Saudi Arabia. It's www.krmg.com, and you can go there and click the Listen Live button right there. Another little thing, too, if you ever want to listen to any of our programs, you can go to iTunes. Go to iTunes and do a search for Living Well Live with Dr. Howard Booz. I'm not sure. But if you put Living Well Live in there, push search. Sometimes you have to put it in exactly. It'll pop up Dr. Shannon and I. So you can download those podcasts for free. And we're back with Dr. Patrick Sharp. I think it's exciting. First off, we've got a Synergenics clinic right here in Tulsa. You don't have to. I spoke to a guy earlier last week, and he flew out to Las Vegas and did it, and really enjoyed the benefits. But it's a long trip to get out to Las Vegas.
Well, yes, and you'll get the same evaluation here that you get there. The difference being, when it's time for your 8-week follow up, you can actually come into my office and talk to me about it.
That's great.
If you have an issue in between, I'm just down the road.
You can't gamble in your office, though, can you? That's the only.
Unfortunately, you have to go out to the Cherokee Casino for that.
That's true. Okay. So let me ask you just a really open question. But what is Synergenics?
That's an excellent question. What we do is a 3-pronged program: nutrition, exercise, and hormone replacement. Any one of those components will give you some benefit, but when you do all three of them together, they're what we call synergistic, which means the sum is greater than the total of the parts. 1 + 1 + 1 = 5, that sort of thing. So it's nutrition, exercise, and hormone replacement, and we replace the hormones to the optimal levels, and it gives people improved quality of life. They feel better, they look better, and it decreases your risk of disease.
Now, this is off the subject question. It's 'cause a lot of people have asked me, is this the thing that Suzanne Summers talks about, or she has been somebody?
It's similar. It's similar. Yeah. She advocates bioidentical hormone replacement. Now, I think her listening group is probably comprised of more women, whereas our group seems to be more men. We certainly treat women, and we use the same principles with that. But for whatever reason, we've had more men sign up, and maybe because she's a female, a lot of her audience are females.
So what led you to investigate in Synergenics? Because you had been in private practice, family practice.
Right.
Where did you graduate college?
I went to pharmacy school at OU, and then I went to medical school at OSU.
So you're a pharmacist and a doctor of osteopathy.
I worked as a pharmacist during medical school on summers and weekends and so forth. Yeah, my dad's a pharmacist.
Oh, great.
It's in the family.
And so what led you to investigate Synergenics?
That's interesting because when I graduated medical school, was looking at residency and so forth, this did not exist. And if it had, I would have chosen it right then. Mm-hmm. But it didn't. I chose family practice, and I love family practice. Have nothing but great things to say about family practice. But I've always been real interested in nutrition and exercise as a way of maintaining your health and quality of life. And so there's a quarterly newsletter that I take from a gentleman named Frank Zane. He was a former 3-time Mr. Olympia, and he's 67 now and still just looks fantastic. And I take his quarterly newsletter, and gosh, about 8 or 9 years ago, in one of his quarterly publications, Dr. Alan Mintz, the founder of Synergenics, had written an article on age management medicine. I was immediately intrigued with the whole idea. I was 40 at the time and was already seeing the things he was talking about in terms of my workouts didn't work as well as they used to. I didn't have the energy I used to have. Unlike women who go through this sudden violent menopause, with men, it's this slow, gradual decline that starts as early as our 20s. And then you wake up one day, 40-something, and you realize that your six-pack is gone, you've got a gut, and all you want to do is sit on the sofa and watch TV until bedtime at 9:30. So anyway, I was immediately interested, initially as a patient, And it just snowballed from there until I wanted to do the training. I wanted to share this with people, so I started treating patients. I did it part-time with my family practice for 5 years. Ultimately, it got to the point that I had to make a decision, and I chose to go forward full-time with my age management practice, and I felt that I could do more good in a preventative sense than I could within the constraints of insurance-based medicine.
You know, we talked about that earlier, the insurance-based medicine, and it's a shame that it's gotten to that point. And I'll often talk to people that they'll say, well, if it's not covered by insurance, I guess I don't need it because they're looking after me.
Right.
And my question for you this morning is if you were to buy a health spa membership to exercise, would that be covered by insurance? No, it's not. So do you not need exercise? Or let's say most of us drink some kind of purified water because we believe it's healthier for our body. Does insurance cover that? No, they don't. So I guess you don't need it. What I'm trying to say is that if you look just at crisis care, insurance has definitely got its stars there. It's needed there. If you're involved in a car wreck or some other type of a sudden disease process, insurance is definitely helps out. But in this situation, I don't want to recommend to my patients out there that they base their need for therapy on just what the insurance will cover.
Absolutely. You know, unfortunately, there is a misperception out there. People assume that the primary purpose their health insurance company has in mind is to provide health care for them. And unfortunately, that's not true. Their primary purpose is to make money.
Yeah, that's true.
And if you just cover everything for everybody, then you lose money. So the way they make money is by not providing health care.
It's
an unfortunate financial truth.
It's absolutely true. Absolutely true. So how common then, which leads us to this, how common is the need for this type of therapy, do you find?
Exceedingly common.
Is it?
You know, the levels that we were talking about, the testosterone, you know, routinely, by the time a man's 40, he could benefit from what we do, most people. I've been doing this for maybe about 6 years. And in that time, I've probably done 300 or 400 evaluations, and only twice have I come across someone who did not need some hormonal aspect of what we were doing. Of course, they all need the nutrition, the exercise, the supplements, and so forth, but only once or twice have I run across somebody who did not specifically need some sort of hormone replacement.
You know, what I think is, I still think is incredible that 25% of the patients in Synagenics are physicians themselves. I think it says a lot.
Doctors are the easiest sell because they understand medicine and it makes sense on a very basic level. Whereas, you know, patients, they're not really that knowledgeable about the breadth of medicine, so they never know for sure. Someone could be misleading them.
Sure.
Whereas doctors, they can look at it and say, well, yeah, this makes sense.
So let's talk about somebody who's maybe listening out there, maybe a typical person that you'll see in your office, maybe with the things they come in complaining of, what brought them to see you, and then look down the pike 2 or 3 months later, 4 or 5 months later, a year later, and see how they're doing.
Right. Yeah. What typically happens is we'll have most of my patients are men between the ages of 40 and 60. And they see our ads, and they see a picture of Dr. Life, who's 72, and goes in and works out for an hour every morning before he goes in and works his 10-hour day at the office, has his 45-year-old wife, simply because there's no 70-year-old woman that could keep up with him. and they think, you know, I've lost something. And what they've generally lost is energy. They've gained body fat. They've lost strength, endurance, muscle mass. Their sex drive is not what it used to be. Their performance oftentimes is not what it used to be. And so it just kind of brings into focus what they've lost. So that's the symptoms they come in with. After our evaluation, and we start them on their hormone program, almost immediately there's an improved sense of well-being. And this is well documented in the medical literature. It's a vague kind of thing, but just a general improved sense of well-being. They notice improvements in their basal energy level. It's not like a caffeine high or something like that. It's improvement in your overall energy level. Additionally, they see improvements in their mood. There was an article in the Wall Street Journal a few years back on testosterone deficiency in men. The title of the article was Cranky Old Men. Because when you get your levels low, you don't feel good. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, it makes you irritable or cranky and so forth. People say, oh, well, what about steroid rage or things like that? You only see those negative side effects with levels that are outside the physiologic range of normal. Mm-hmm. And this is not what athletes are doing. They're taking 10 times the doses that we're talking about.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Yeah. And so they go through all that. They feel better. The body composition changes take longer. But certainly by the time we bring them back for their 8-week follow-up on their blood work and their in-office evaluation, we rescan them and measure their percentage body fat. We have a $60,000 machine for measuring your bone density, your body fat, your amount of muscle. And their weight typically has not changed that much, maybe a couple pounds. But they may have gained 10 pounds of muscle and lost 13 pounds of fat.
That's great. That's
typical at 8 weeks. And at 6 months, they'll have made further progress. 1 year, further progress. Our ultimate goal is to have men at less than 20% body fat, and most men have reached that goal by 2 years. Now, that doesn't mean you're done at that point, because if you stop the program, you'll go back to what you were before. Your hormones would drop back down to where they were, and your body wouldn't respond as well to exercise and so forth. But by 2 years, most guys have hit that 20% mark.
Well, you know, what you said about the fact that it does change your mood, you have a greater sense of overall well-being, and to me, that's what healthcare should supply right there, is being able to feel good naturally and not having to resort to antidepressants and others. You know, there are folks, I guess, who do need that, but I would like to see folks who are getting it done naturally. And no, there's no side effects involved here. That's what it's
as long as we keep people within the physiologic ranges of normal.
Abnormal.
Yeah, because we're not putting some foreign substance in here. These are hormones that they already make. We're just optimizing the levels.
Well, I've got a lot of folks out there, I'm sure, who are listening right now. They're saying, well, where do I go? What do I do? And so how can they reach you? First of all, is there a website they can go to?
We do have a website. It is sharpclinic.com. That's SHARPCLINIC, sharpclinic.com.
So sharpclinic.com. And is there a number they can call Monday morning or call right now? Maybe just leave a message to have Jennifer get back with them?
You bet. It's 918, of course, 392-8686.
392-8686. You have to say 918 now. Mm-hmm. So that's 918-392-8686.
Correct.
And what are your hours? Or they could call and somebody will get back with them.
But you know, Jennifer is there between 9 and 5, Monday through Friday. I am there whenever I need to be there.
Makes sense.
Sometimes I come in later than that. Oftentimes I stay later. I work around people's schedules. I do what needs to be done.
I appreciate that. Thursday I got there at 2 o'clock, and I believe we walked out of the building at 7:30.
That's
so
correct.
It was a fact-filled, very intensive exam and all. Hey, I want you to know, I really, really appreciate you coming in.